ICC prosecutor Luis Moreno Ocampo Thursday described Sudan's humanitarian affairs minister Ahmed Mohamed Haroun and the government-backed Janjaweed militia leader Ali Mohamed Ali Abdelrahman, known as Ali Kushaib, as the masterminds of a campaign of terror in Darfur. Charges pending against the men at the International Court in The Hague cover the period 2003 and 2004, when Haroun was Sudan's interior minister. Moreno Ocampo called on the Security Council to take the lead in bringing the pair to justice. He noted that Sudan has taken no action to prosecute the case, even though ICC judges ruled in April that there is sufficient evidence to try both men for crimes against humanity and war crimes.
The prosecution case is concerned with Ahmed Haroun and Ali Kushaib joining together as a part of a systematic and organized initiative to attack civilian population in Darfur. There is no investigation in the Sudan into such criminal conduct.
Sudanese authorities have repeatedly said they would not turn over the two men for trial. But Moreno Ocampo expressed satisfaction that Security Council ambassadors would be raising the issue with Sudanese leaders next week during an official visit to Khartoum. One of those envoys making the trip, America's UN ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, warned Sudan of further sanctions unless it promptly accepts deployment of a joint UN-African Union peacekeeping force in Darfur. Khalilzad says the penalties being considered include a prohibition of all Sudanese military flights to Darfur.
If the Sudanese do not come to an agreement quickly, we intend to push for more multilateral sanctions. We're already discussing that with our British colleagues and others. So the steps that we will have to consider will include an imposition of the no-fly zone over Darfur. Time is running out.
President Bush also discussed sanctions against Sudan Thursday with his British counterpart, Prime Minister Tony Blair, on the sidelines of the G8 summit in Germany. Noting the slow pace of Security Council diplomacy on Darfur, Mr. Bush said he would push other nations to impose unilateral sanctions against Khartoum if the United Nations fails to do so. The Bush administration tightened its own sanctions against Sudan last week in an effort to persuade the Khartoum government to end the violence in Darfur. Western experts say more than 200,000 people have been killed in Darfur and at least 2 million others forced to flee their homes since 2003. Khartoum, however, disputes those estimates, saying the actual death toll is far lower. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.